First of all, there's the defilement or the poison of distraction. What does this mean? Distraction is inability to concentrate. You're in a state where your mind is very easily taken away. You're doing something, or you're supposed to be doing something, but you can't concentrate on it. You keep thinking of something else, or you keep losing your attention. Your mind is carried away. Someone comes to see you. You forget all about what you were supposed to be doing. Or you hear a sound, or you see something. And at once your mind is carried away by that. And some people, unfortunately, especially under the conditions of modern life, find it practically impossible just to settle down and concentrate on one thing at a time, whatever they are supposed to be doing. They're being perpetually, as it were, bombarded by stimuli, perpetually bombarded by various things which drag their attention away, and sometimes it doesn't even have to be dragged. It's very easily taken away. So this is distraction, this inability to concentrate. And it's also very much tied up with what I was talking about before, this question of non-integration. Your energies are not integrated, they're not all pulling in the same direction, not working in the same direction, in the same way. So one stream of energy, for instance, one self, as it were, wants to concentrate on something, so it does it for a little while, but then another self pops up with its own stream of energy, wants to concentrate on something else, or at least doesn't want to concentrate on that particular thing. So it tries to take over. There's conflict. And in the end, the first self succumbs, the other self takes over, and in terms of the first self and its interests, mind has wandered. You've become distracted. And this is going on all the time. So what is the remedy for this? How can we overcome our distractedness? How can we collect ourselves, bring ourselves together, bring our energies together? Which is the method for this? Well, the method, as most of you know, I'm sure already, is the method of the mindfulness of breathing. Mindfulness of breathing is especially intended to correct and overcome this defilement, this poison of mental distraction and lack of collectedness. And most of you know how we practice it. We practice it in various stages. We settle ourselves comfortably down, and we just allow the attention, the concentration, to focus on the breath. We're just aware of ourselves breathing in and breathing out in a quite natural manner. And we start counting. And as you know, most of you, in the first stage of practice, we count at the end of each in and out breath. In the second stage, we count at the beginning of each in and out breath. Then in the third stage, we drop the counting. Mind should have become pretty concentrated by this time. And we just allow ourselves to become absorbed in the flow of the breath, as it flows in and flows out, or appears to expand and contract, rise and fall, become absorbed in this sort of movement in a very rhythmical way, find the experience getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And in the fourth stage, we settle down and concentrate just on that tiny, as it were, tickling sensation that we experience within the nostrils. And in the end, even that may go. And we'll be, as it were, suspended, if you like, in mid-air, as it were, with nothing to concentrate on. We're concentrated, but we're not concentrating on anything. We're just harmonious. We're just like a sphere which is resting on one non-dimensional point. It's perfectly at rest and perfectly mobile at the same time. So this is our state at the end of this practice of the mindfulness of breathing. So this particular practice, the mindfulness of breathing, which the majority of you know very well, having practiced it for some time, is the remedy in particular for distraction, wandering of the mind. And this is one of the reasons why we usually start off with this practice in our classes. Because unless you can concentrate to some extent, unless you can bring at least some of your scattered energies together, you can't make any progress with any method of meditation. This comes at the beginning. So first of all, therefore, the mindfulness of breathing, helping you to overcome distraction and paving the way for the practice of other methods.